Another former MHSAA athlete is set to join a professional Hall of Fame, and the list of Scholar Athlete Award winners continues to grow. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. After playing basketball and football at Detroit Central High School, Antonio Gates focused on just the hardwood in college. He helped Kent State win its first two Mid-American Conference championships and to a berth in the 2002 Elite Eight. Yet it's the Pro Football Hall of Fame who will be inducting the tight end who never played a down of collegiate football. Gates was a three-year starter at tight end and linebacker in high school. He also led the Trailblazers to the 1998 Class A basketball championship, scoring 17 points in a win over Belleville. When his basketball career at Kent State was done, he worked out for some NFL scouts, signing as an undrafted free agent with the San Diego Chargers. After a 16-year career, Gates is regarded as one of the greatest tight ends in NFL history. He holds the career record for most touchdown receptions by a tight end, 116, and remains the Chargers' all-time leader in receptions and receiving yards. His accolades included 8 Pro Bowl selections, 3 first-team All-Pro honors, a spot on the NFL 2000s All-Decade team, and recognition on the San Diego Chargers' 50th anniversary team. Joining Gates in the 2025 Hall of Fame class are Eric Allen, Jared Allen, and Sterling Sharp. The four will be enshrined on August 2nd in Canton, Ohio. For more on Gates, check out our Famous Faces feature as part of the MHSAA's 100th year celebration by going to MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Kingsford swimmer Joey Lundholm. He took first in the Upper Peninsula 100-yard freestyle and 200-yard medley. Marquette won the team title on the boys' side. Marquette swimmer Olive Kruger was a part of 4 titles, 2 individual and 2 relay wins, as the Marquette girls' team also won a team title at the UP Swim and Dive Finals. And to McBain's Peyton Grant, she hit a wild half-court shot at the buzzer to give McBain a 47-46 win over Roscommon.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a 4-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
A competitive cheer scenario for you today. An inversion is a stunt where the top person or flyer is in an upside down position at any point while being supported by bases or spotters. When is it allowed to have a temporary loss of contact with the inverted flyer? When transitioning to a double based sponge with both feet of the flyer in the hands of the bases? When transitioning to a cradle, when transitioning to a stunt at shoulder level or below where both feet of the flyer are in the hands of the bases, or are all of these allowed? If you said all of those are allowed, you got it right.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. The MHSAA Farm Bureau Insurance Scholar Athlete Award winners have been announced. Head over to MHSAA.com to view the list of this year's winners. This is the 36th year of the scholarship program, with each winner getting a $2,000 college scholarship. To date, Farm Bureau has handed out more than $1.1 million in scholarships to nearly 1,100 student athletes. And each winner will be recognized during the boys' basketball finals at the Breslin Center in East Lansing on March 15th. The winners this year came from a pool of nearly 1,500 applicants and 120 finalists. Candidates are judged on their academic, athletic, and other extracurricular accomplishments, plus community involvement and a short essay on the importance of sportsmanship in educational athletics. The application period for the 2025-26 school year will open in December. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.